a man of great faith, but also he's an expert in disarmament affairs. He's a minister of the Philippine missions to the United Nations, and he has a lot of great ideas. He has been also the co-founder of the Geneva Interfaith Intercultural Alliance and the driving force in also for this program here. So thank you, Gary, that you are here today. You have the floor, please.
Okay. Thank you, Heiner, excellencies, friends, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I know since time is running out, so I'll just keep it short. Well, basically, I'd just really like to echo what our panelists have said. Particularly, we sort of have the big macro perspective with our ambassadors, Ambassador Johnny, Ambassador Sareva. Anisha had reminded us again of how really this whole thing began with the GIIA. Remember about almost one year ago, we began this rather ambitious and fun initiative to see how interfaith and intercultural cooperation can really move the work of the United Nations. And as we've been evolving, we see that okay, we've already laid the groundwork for definitely faiths, religious communities have much more in common than they do have in difference, and that there is pretty much a common ground to advance peace and development and prosperity. And we have, on one hand, your churches, your mosques, your temples, but also we have our schools, our colleges and universities. So the interfaith community and the youth community are very much engines that can make and spell the difference between success or failure of what our distinguished panelists have talked about from, again, Ambassador Johnny, Ambassador Sareva, Chris Chan, who basically described what's going on with the UN system, and Susie, who's talked about the wonderful opportunities for advocacy, and Dr. Park, the voice from Asia, and let's definitely support him for the fifth great UN Center. In, I have my CV ready in case you're looking for a director. But again, I just wanted to maybe tie all these things together. And where do we move from here? Because, you know, many times we attend these wonderful conferences, get a lot of wonderful, great ideas, but that's pretty much it. Then we go home and, somewhere or another, we get minutes, proceedings, hopefully posted up on the internet somewhere. We have had some wonderful ideas. Let's not just set them aside and let it gather dust, but let's move forward. So particularly, I'd like to talk about three kinds of ways to move forward. And I think Susie in particular, because most of you here are from civil society. I guess the government track, we have our work cut out for ourselves. I'm one of those diplomats here who, this is our office, welcome. And but you know, that track has already been pretty much laid out. But Susie raised a very important point, is that ultimately you are our bosses. You tell us what to do. You, meaning citizens, who have your elected representatives, your parliamentarians, your elected officials, who ultimately spell out how we negotiate, what do we negotiate, what goals do we have? And if it's a global zero or a world free from weapons, then so be it. But you have to make your voices heard. And there's all this wonderful, you know, great macro level things. But let's talk about what you can do. And let's emphasize you. Think of yourselves not just as, guys, gals, but think of yourselves all as ambassadors. That you do all have a mission. You can make a difference. Ultimately, to change the world starts with one person. And why not it be yourself? So as we've had really a wonderful bird's eye view of the different areas of disarmament, and ultimately, disarmament is the key to peace. So the challenge I'd like to give is you as individuals, unless you are already engaged in it already, pick one kind of weapon to master, whether it's nuclear weapons, landmines, biological weapons, whatever. And once you master that, be sort of known as an expert in your church, community, your school. I mean, you don't have to be this like weird nerd, like Trekkie type of guy who memorized every episode and how many times they say the word because in one episode. No, not that kind of, you know. But there are opportunities in your schools, in your religious communities. Oftentimes, you do talk about issues of substance. Be the voice that advocates the global zero cause to eradicate landmines. So disarmament, again, is, as I think it's quite clear, is one of the most critical issues. Be an advocate for that. And not just so schools and your religious communities are wonderful places to start. It's because you have the energy of youth and you have the dedication of faith, of wanting to do more. So infect your schools, your religious communities, with the spirit of wanting to do something, disarmament. And again, I think they're wonderful. It's a blessing now we have the internet. And you could very much search, Google, whatever. You can find your resources very easily. I mean, I very strongly recommend, of course, the UNIDIR website is a wonderful place to start. And I think I hope we took everybody's email account. So I think we can put together, I think after this, I'll help in putting together, together with our panelists here, a set of links to start off with. There's also, in terms of action, there's still, of course, I think of all the things that have been said, one thing I'd like to emphasize, or that hasn't really been touched up, is there are real victims, because you know, of weapons that the world of disarmament and nonproliferation covers. When you talk about nuclear, we talk about nuclear disarmament. Well, you're just worried about what might happen, but there are people who have been victimized already by landmines, cluster munitions, small arms, and there's not enough that can be done to help alleviate the plight of people who've had their limbs blown off, of people who have been blinded because of chemical weapons. And I think in terms of wanting to do something, I strongly suggest that your school or your religious community perhaps could twin with some other school or religious community somewhere out there that assists victims. And I'd like to propose actually a menage a trois, a triangular kind of cooperation. Now, what do I mean by that? You have you. I mean, again, I would assume that we're pretty much living in a country of means. You have the resources. Or you are in Switzerland, I mean, one of the richest countries in the world. Or in France, next door also. Seek out another community in a mine or chemical weapon or cluster munition affected area. What can you do? Well, first is to establish contact, and it's not too hard. We have the blogosphere, we have internet and whatnot, but wanting to do something more. When I say the third partner, is at least you have your basic school or your religious community, you have your target community, but getting from A to B, the third partner. We have the wonderful resources of the Red Cross, Red Crescent, Handicap International, Rotary Clubs that are just all too ready and willing and have the resources to help make those kind of partnerships. So that's another thing that we could explore further. But important thing is we think of ourselves as really having a sense of purpose and direction after the conclusion of this meeting. And third is we started the tangible project of the GIA and last year's maiden conference, and as Anisha pointed out, we've had several conferences after that, is to we've established this notion of a hypothetical model United Nations Interreligious Council. And I was happy to know that some of our friends from other universities have planned to attend, particularly those from the other model UNs, like the Harvard Model UN. Is anyone here representing that? Okay, well, anyway, one thing that, the Model UN is a wonderful tool for learning about how the UN process works, I think it's time that we sort of now bring together the GIA Interreligious Council concept with the rest of the UN, Model UN community, and perhaps working together to expand the Model Interreligious Council to be part and maybe come up with a new Model UN process. But also importantly, I think
one thing that I heard is that some were commenting that Mao Yuans are fine, but basically you're just role playing, and you're sort of, you know, it's sort of like, in a way, it's like a competition, and you basically win by how well you simulate or you imitate the country that you're representing. But that doesn't really get you very far. Okay, fine. You're role playing. That's fine. That's wonderful. You get to know the issues more. But going forward, I think there's a lot that can be said for now going one step further and going even beyond just simply repeating country positions. But one very important part element of that is more education, more immersion. And I think through our community here with the missions, my mission, Philippines Indonesian Mission, GIA, UNIDIR, I think we can perhaps have a new kind of Mao Yuan, drawing on our experience with the Interreligious Council, and perhaps have a more creative kind of Mao Yuan for disarmament, a simulation maybe of the Conference of Disarmament, but with a view towards taking it really forward. But in order to do that, we have to know more about the what really goes on, the inner workings. And the thing is, I understand that some of the Model UN organizations here want to be able to meet with us here in the UN community. So I think this is something that we can offer. So these are some of the things that I just like to toss around, and I'll just close there. And then, you know, one person can make all the difference. Remember, the United States was gripped in fear of the Unibomber, this wacko guy who would send parcels of bombs, you know, here and there. So if one person can grip fear, why not one person also bring peace? So you could be the uni-lover or the uni-peacer, whatever. But one person can make all the difference. And think of yourselves as not just ordinary, quote-unquote ordinary people, but as ambassadors, just like, well, some of the people here. Not quite ambassador yet, getting there. But, you know, all of us have a role to play in peace, and let it begin with yourself. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. I think this concluded our panel. So